USA News. I'm Dave Collins. President Biden is accepting the House Speaker's invitation to deliver the State of the Union address.
The joint session of Congress is set to take place next month on February 7th. In a letter posted to Twitter, the California Republican Kevin McCarthy said Biden's remarks will help inform lawmakers' efforts to address the priorities of the American people in the new year. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre thanked McCarthy for his, quote, prompt invitation. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
At least 9 people are dead and more are injured after tornadoes ripped through Alabama and Georgia. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey praised the people of her state as they deal with such devastation.
It's just typical of the values that we Alabamians have, that we just flat help everybody when we can.
The National Weather Service said some of the worst damage is in Selma. That's where a large and extremely dangerous tornado blasted the historic city and surrounding area yesterday. House Democrat is suggesting documents found at President Biden's residence and in former office may have been planted. Georgia Representative Hank Johnson called the timing of the discovery of the documents suspicious. Johnson also stated things can be planted in places and then discovered conveniently. Congressman Mike McCall of Texas heads the House Foreign Affairs Committee and has other concerns about the found documents.
The Chinese donated $30 million at the time this Biden Center was being set up, and it draws a lot of questions about what was going on.
Stocks rallied as J.P. Morgan, Chase, Wells Fargo, and Citi all beat earnings expectations. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 112 points to 34,302. The S&P 500 climbed 15 points to 39,99. The NASDAQ gained 78 points to 11,079. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The storms slamming the West Coast have dramatically improved California's drought status. Back on January 3rd, over 70% of California was in severe drought status or worse. That has now dropped to 46%. UC Berkeley Snow Lab says California's Sierra snowpack has already seen more snow in January than a typical entire season. Mayor Lori Lightfoot is apologizing after her campaign sent out emails to Chicago public school teachers for the purpose of recruiting student volunteers for her re-election campaign. The mayor said reaching out to CPS teachers was clearly a mistake by a single campaign staffer.
As soon as I learned about the outreach to the CPS teachers, we put a stop to it. It was clearly a mistake.
Lightfoot's comments followed public backlash, including by some who called the move unethical. Southwest Airlines shareholders are filing a class action lawsuit against the company. The suit alleges the airline gave materially false and misleading information over a 2-year stretch that caused issues the company had last month. Southwest canceled thousands of flights over the holidays, attributing the issues to severe winter storms. U.S. border officials will now allow some migrants seeking asylum to use a mobile app to request a chance to be processed at an official port of entry. It's part of a strategy the Biden administration hopes will discourage migrants from coming into the U.S. illegally. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.